This is Fresh Air. The comic actor and former Saturday Night Live cast member Pete Davidson stars as a somewhat autobiographical, sometimes exaggerated version of himself in a new series called Bupkis. His mother and grandfather are played respectively by Edie Falco and Joe Pesci, and each episode of Bupkis is sprinkled with guest stars. It's now streaming on Peacock, and our TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
3 years ago, Pete Davidson starred in a somewhat fictionalized version of his life in the movie The King of Staten Island. He played a character, Scott Carlin, who does a lot of drugs, still lives with his mother as a young adult, and who remains traumatized by the death of his firefighter father on 9/11. In Bupkis, this new 8-part series from Peacock, he's covering the same ground, only this time he's playing himself, Pete Davidson, in much the same way Larry David plays a version of himself on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Bupkis is created for TV by Davidson, his King of Staten Island co-writer Dave Cyrus, and by Judah Miller. The season arc covers Pete hanging with his entourage, interacting with or disappointing his family, and going in and out of rehab. Some sequences are comically exaggerated, like an action parody of The Fast and the Furious. Others, the better ones, are low-key and intimate, as when Pete shares a meal at a diner with his grandfather and confesses that he's tired of how he's portrayed by the media. The grandfather is played by Joe Pesci in his best comic role since My Cousin Vinny.
I gotta change it up, you know? I gotta change the way people see me. People think I'm like a joke for some reason.
They see you as a joke because you are a joke, and you act like a joke. You run around like a kid, and you're not a kid anymore. You're a man.
Yeah, but I'm doing good career-wise. I mean, you know, Hypebeast called me a voice of a generation.
I don't think that was a compliment.
Pete's grandfather is undergoing chemo treatments for cancer, and the prognosis isn't good. This allows for many scenes where Pete spends time with his grandfather getting to know him better. They're touching scenes, even when they're funny. And that's also true when Pesci shares the screen with Edie Falco, who plays his daughter, Pete's mother. She, too, is very, very good here. She's also surprisingly convincing in flashback scenes going back 20 years or more. And when she's on screen with Pesci, watching the stars of The Sopranos and Goodfellas play off each other is a true treat. In this scene, Falco's Amy visits her dad's house to take him for his latest treatment.
And I don't need you to take me to the hospital either.
I know I don't need to. Why should you go by yourself?
Because I don't want anybody seeing me like that.
Yeah, God forbid someone sees you in a moment of weakness. It'll shatter the illusion. Listen, I'm a big girl. I want to spend as much time with my dad as I can. So will you stop being such a jerk and let's get out of here?
Listen, where I come from, you don't talk about it. You don't complain about it. It's your time to go. You just go. So that's what it's about.
You have my permission to die.
Thank you.
I would like to spend a little bit of time with you before that, if that is all right. So please, can we get out of here?
The story requires Davidson to do some actual serious acting here, and he's up to it. But he also surrounds himself with very strong support in every installment. Not just his top-line co-stars, but a roster of guest stars drawn from many different corners of pop culture. Everybody Loves Raymond's Ray Romano and Brad Garrett are here. So are Machine Gun Kelly and Method Man. And Jane Curtin, Al Gore. And even, from Davidson's old SNL tenure, Kenan Thompson. And John Mulaney, who appears as himself, a fellow drug addict, to let Pete know what to expect from rehab. Since Mulaney just dropped his own Netflix stand-up special talking about his addictions, it's a funny scene with a lot of serious subtext.
Look, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go to this rehab. You'll stay, what's the usual stay, 28 days. You'll stay about 6-7 days.
Yeah.
You'll either leave because they ask you to or because, I don't know, they won't let you smoke in the hospital or something.
Yeah.
Some disagreement. You'll continue to be this bright, talented light that seems in crisis to everyone in the outside world. We'll all take care of you. And I'll continue to be this seemingly okay guy, all buttoned up, but inside having a crisis all the time.
Well, John, I don't know how to do anything else.
Neither do I.
I don't much want to.
Neither do I.
Bupkis uses music very inventively. Not only the hip-hop that Davidson blasts constantly in his earbuds, but oldies too. You may never hear This Magic Moment again without thinking of this series, no matter how hard you try. And director Jason Orley films the rehab sequences in black and white, another nice touch that works. The entire season of Bupkis presents Pete Davidson, at least this TV version of him, as a work in progress, and hopefully, maybe, a guy who's finally on the right path. Whether that turns out to be prophecy or self-delusion, this part of the journey, as depicted in Bupkis, is both endearingly self-deprecating and reliably entertaining.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed Bupkis, starring Pete Davidson. It's streaming on Peacock. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, as the CDC ends the COVID-19 public health emergency, psychologist James Jackson reminds us that millions of long COVID sufferers are experiencing impaired brain function and mental health issues. He says they're getting too little attention from the medical establishment. He'll offer some practical advice about long COVID. His new book is called Clearing the Fog. I hope you'll join us. If you want to keep up with what's on our show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.